What happened?
He didn't press the button.
That's pizza.
Big O!
Wait, he's...
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Alright, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
That's kind of fucking weird, but okay.
Pizza, pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the gas, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that are linking bad. For the strong link, go direct to DLNGS.org. And IC channel is a LinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 713. And I'm not 700, 913 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
Almost 1,000. It's crazy.
Yeah. And we have Joel.
Good evening from the Traverse.
And we have Joe.
Work my ass off in the gym.
And I would like to dedicate this show to L.A. Labornos, who keeps hitting on the IRC to tell us this channel is shit, and if you want some real chats, come to irc.libera.chat. Labornos. I don't know. That would never encourage me to go anywhere.
Because that's not a bot at all.
Yeah, because that's just on one channel, and it just happens a few times and then goes away.
Okay.
Anyway. Well, okay, so let's bring this to a close. Hopefully a close. The laptop saga with this Apple MacBook Pro 2017 that I had to get a replacement with a 2016, and that had the video display problem issue last week. And interestingly enough, when I woke up the next morning, the display was working again, and that lasted until I pulled out. Like, I was like, okay, I see it's working, but let me just try and see if I take out the HDMI and put it back in, whether that's going to be the case for the secondary display. And of course, that it caused it to fail. So.
Well, that sounds less like a bad chip than it does a bad cable.
Yeah, so I was thinking the cable might be bad, but it's not mine, and I can't really take it apart because of the war, you know, the possibility of whatever. But I had sent a message to the support person, and she was out on vacation, but she got back to me and said, "Your laptop returned from Apple," and this was on Thursday. I think it was on Thursday, she said. But she had been out of town, or she had been out of the office, and she said, and this was like at 6:30 at night on Thursday, she had sent me this information. She said if we wanted to meet on Friday, I could pick it up. And I contacted her Friday morning, and I said, you're out of the office on vacation, right? And she's like, yeah, but I'm going to be down in Chesapeake going to some kind of event. And I said, and there was other things going on at my house, which made it difficult for me to get down there at any reasonable time and back, because my wife had things that she had to do. So it wasn't a good opportunity. So I was like, all right, don't worry about it. I'll come and we'll do it on Tuesday, since Monday was a holiday. We'll do it on Tuesday, like 10:30 a.m. should be no problem, right? And so we agreed to that, and it wasn't like I couldn't work. It's just I couldn't use the main display on the laptop, so I was using a secondary display. And like, sure enough, work's done on Friday. And that night, the display comes back, and it worked all freaking weekend. And it was still working on Tuesday before I shut it all down to go meet her. When I got to the office to give it to her, it was still working. So I think it is probably a loose cable or something, but be that as it may, it was not my problem anymore because I got my old laptop back. Now, I am going to miss the keyboard on the loaner one because I really liked that keyboard and it didn't have the, that power bar. I hate that power bar. It had real keys up at the top, but I got mine back and she's like, okay. And she, and we booted up and I'm like, did they wipe it? And she's like, well, usually they let us know in the work order beforehand that they have to wipe it. So they, it should still have your stuff on there, but of course it didn't because they had to replace the battery and then the main board and the hard drive is usually soldered onto the main board. And she's like, well, they didn't indicate
that. So they
might
as well give you a new dang laptop at that point.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, it was when you open up the box, you pull out all the information. Yeah, they did wipe it. It's fat, you know, they reinstalled the latest operating system for this machine, which what that meant was it was the latest version of the operating system that the machine came with, which was Sierra. And since Sierra, there's been, I think, three or four OS updates, like new versions of the operating system. So 90% of the software I needed to get running on this thing would not work with that version. So this is like 10:30. I met her at 10:30. It was supposed to be just a laptop exchange and I was supposed to be back on the road home like pretty much right away because my wife had to take my daughter to into college, her school, because she's doing summer courses and she had to go take care of some stuff on Tuesday there. And so I was supposed to have the car back so they could use that car instead of the other one, which I don't want them to use because it's not inspected yet because we just didn't get it inspected. Dude, we never drive it anywhere other than back and forth to the beach. So I got to get it inspected. So I didn't want to take that risk, but here we were. And she had plans and I had to get out of there. So basically what she did was like, okay, all you need to do, we need to do is just hook it up to the domain, make sure you can log in and it's on the domain and everything's good. And you could do the rest yourself at home if you're fine with that. And I'm like, absolutely. I mean, I used to do it all the time before. I'm cool with that. She's like, let me just set you up with, updating the operating system because you're going to have to update the operating system to get some of the other stuff installed. She wasn't even sure if the stuff I needed to get installed would work on that current operating system. So she's like, what you need to do is when you have to go out and get older versions of the operating system, here's the way that you have to go get it because it's not really easy to get from Apple Store. The latest version of the operating system is Big Sur, which should be able to run on this laptop, but isn't corporate approved yet because it hasn't been 100% tested with all the applications that they manage. So she's like, Catalina, it should be fairly easy. It just, she clicked the thing to get the installer part down and installed on the machine. And she's like, all you have to do is just run this. And when you're done, I set up the Office installation link in there. You're good to go, right? You're good to go. You can log in. You're good to go. Everything should be fine. Should be fine is the operative word. So I get home. I'm all excited. I'm like, all right, this shouldn't take too long. All right. So I click on the Catalina installer and it's like, okay, we're going to install this, this operating system. It says click continue to carry on. I said, click continue. And I'm sitting there waiting and flashes up this error message. It's like, It's a really obscure error message. I wish I would have wrote it down because I can't remember exactly what it is, but to the extent is like, there's a problem with downloading the image to the target volume. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I tried it again. I rebooted, tried it again, didn't do anything. I looked up that error message and people like, there's like no solution for this. Like some people are saying, you know, run the disk checker. Other people are saying, it you know, connect to a different network and try again that way. Re-download the software, take it to the Apple store and have them look at it. Call Apple support. Like, there's no solution for this thing. Somebody's like, I tethered off my iPhone and was able to install it that way without a problem. Some people are saying, well, it was because I couldn't connect to this, this remote server. That it was trying to reach, so I used the Google name servers instead. So I tried a bunch of different things. Not a damn thing would work. It just kept giving me that error message. So I'm like, all right. And this is about after an hour and a half of trying. I messaged her and I said, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try install Mojave instead, which is the version before, Catalina. So now the Mojave installer requires you to download the OS image. The Catalina one was just like downloading some like little piece of whatever that would, I guess, go out and pull the image down when you did the installation. But the Catalina one was six gigabytes. And so that took a while to download. And I started it and it didn't do anything. And then it's just like, it wouldn't do anything. And I'm like, well, and then the installer disappeared. So I had no idea where it went. So I went walking through the process, expecting it to just pick up where it left off. But somehow it erased the install, the whole 6 gigabyte image and re-downloaded again. So that was like another 2 hours of waiting around to come back and have the same problem again. So no matter what I could do, tried to do, I could not get the operating system updated from Apple's own store. And this is a brand new install, factory install from them, that I could not get this damn thing to work. I even tried tethering it off my phone, like somebody had suggested. That, none of it worked. I tried, you know, plugging it directly into my network, you know, instead of being on the Wi-Fi, nothing, absolutely nothing would work. So this was about 4 or 5 in the clock yesterday. I finally, like I said, okay, I'm going to go the next route. I'm going to start installing the self-service software, which is what was speculated may not work properly because of the version of the OS I was on, but I managed to get the self-service on there. And right there in self-service, it had two options, update the Catalina or update the Mojave. So I'm like, I want Catalina. So I clicked on the update Catalina from the self-service, and the self-service application fucking sucks. It gives you absolutely no information other than if you click on something and it says it's executing, and then you wait for anywhere from like 5 minutes to over an hour for something to happen, and there's nothing indicating that anything is going on. It's JAMF self-service. It really kind of sucks. But anyway, around 6 o'clock, it said, came up with the message, it's going to reboot this system and it's going to install Catalina, and it'll be ready to go in about an hour. So an hour goes by, I can log in, and then it restarts again, and then finally I can log in, because that's the way I guess Apple loves to do it. And I notice, I go to system preferences, and I'm like, oh, I have Mojave now. I'm like, I went and installed Catalina, I got Mojave. And on self-service, the option to now upgrade to Catalina is no longer there. So I don't know what the hell happened, right? It gave me the older operating system, not the one I wanted. And then took away the ability to install the one I wanted. It also flashed up an error message, not an error message, but a message that said, operating system updates have been disabled from the Apple store now because I installed self-service and did that way. So I can't use the Apple update. So for today, I spent the rest of the day installing all the other crap that I needed to get on there to do my job, which wasn't too bad. It took me a better part of the day. I don't understand why some of these chat applications like Keybase is a secure kind of communication application, end-to-end secure, and like it's something that we can use to, if we need to exchange keys or certificates, that's the approved way to do it. That motherfucking thing is, the download is larger than some operating systems I like to use. It's crazy, like 500 megabytes, some of these things. It took a good part of the day getting a lot of my stuff installed. I let my support person know. I'm like, hey, I don't know what the deal is. I can't get Catalina. It's not a big deal right now, but everything's working. I would like to get it. And she's like, well, you can try the, running from the Apple store again, or, I can, but I doubt it will work. And I did try that, but it wouldn't work because I'm prevented from the self-service from doing that. And she said, what I'll do is I'll contact them and I'll say, you know, tell them to push that version to your system so that when it kicks off, like later on, it'll inform you that it's ready and you're going to, you know, when it's fully downloaded and ready to go. And which it did that, like around 5 o'clock tonight. And so now I am running Catalina, but man, this was not an easy process of getting this thing up to speed. It was terrible. I give it thumbs down.
All the corporate stuff.
The corporate stuff wasn't too bad. Like I said, I didn't want, you know, I don't give a damn about Office. I never use any of the Office applications, but right. I had to use chat. I mean, I had to use Teams and I had to use Outlook. Right. But I could use those through the web browser, which were fine. But I'm like, all right, you know, I don't. And when I use it through the web browser, like every time I bring like these individual applications up in the Office 365, I got to keep putting in my like Google Authenticator code. Like every time it comes up, it's like, ah, now I got to re-authenticate with Google Authenticator. Okay. You know, I click on an email, re-authenticate with Google, and I get sick and tired of doing that. So I installed it. It's just like that same crap again. It sits there. The VPN software was a pain in the ass. Like, so yesterday, I go to install the VPN software. And so the old one, the Cisco AnyConnect, was fine. So the other one that we use, the new one that they're trying to get everybody to use, is Global Protect or whatever. And the VPN's Global Connect. So I install that and I download it. And that took a long time because I'm like, I click on these things. And like I say, in the self-service software, it just says install, you know, executing. And I wait and I wait and I wait. Like Firefox and Chrome and all these things, they want you to install through self-service. It says the same thing, executing. And like, I don't know what it's doing. And I'm just like, fuck it. I'm going to go do something else. And then I come back and here we go. It says it's installed somewhere. But so the VPN software, so I went and connected to the VPN. And it connects, but then it comes up and it brings up this message that says Sentinel 1 required and it's not available. And I'm like, I can't find it to install it. So I connect with the VPN and it shuts down my entire network. Like it won't let me do anything because I didn't have Sentinel 1 installed. So I had to disconnect from the VPN. I go to install Sentinel 1. It's not available in self-service. I contact our support person. I'm like, how do I get Sentinel 1? She's like, it's in self-service. I'm like, no, it's not. And she's like, it's in there. Type in Sentinel 1. I'm like, I typed in Sentinel 1. It's not there. I'm like, not
you
only
know
that,
what
I can't
it is. You know what it is? Everybody else in your company. Okay, maybe not everybody else, but a good chunk of your company probably uses Windows, and that's why it's such a pain in the ass for you.
Yeah, well, a lot of the people that I work with, they're all Macs. I don't know anybody that's using Windows, but I think like
I see half of us are switching to Macs just because we're tired of Windows.
Yeah, but what I found out was when I finally got Mojave installed, then that that sort of kicked off the process. I think Sentinel 1 was installed when I installed Global Protect, but it couldn't run because I looked at the specifications for that version of Global Protect, and it required Mojave or better. And once I had Mojave installed, everything started working. So it's just like really like weird things like that that would cause these problems. But yeah, piece of crap. Now, way back when I first got this laptop, I'm trying to think of how it happened, but they just handed me this laptop and they're like, here you go. But all that shit wasn't installed on it, right? Like, it was basically connected to the network, and I went and just installed everything else that I wanted, and there was a self-service was available, but I just installed everything outside of self-service. So I didn't have, like, their antivirus software. I didn't have their security software, like, I guess it's Casper that they use. I didn't have any of that stuff on there. And everything ran great, and I had it set up the way I wanted it, and it was running. I was the administrator of the machine. I was happy. And until they found out, like, the support person's like, oh, you're not running Casper. I'm like, I never run that crap. And she's like, you got it. You have to run it because if corporate catches wind, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Right. And, you know, people are starting to get locked out of the network.
Because what's the security system, though, isn't it?
What, Casper?
Yeah, it's like it tracks your laptop in case it gets stolen, right?
I think that there's that and some other stuff. So I'm like, fine, I'll do that. And ever since I've been using those and the self, you know, self-service software, it's just been like a pain in the ass. It keeps keeps telling me I have to update Google Chrome. And what ends up happening is today it says there's an update for Google Chrome. I'm like, I just installed it yesterday. Okay, there's an update. I run it. I go and update it. And then this evening it tells me there's an update. And I'm like, I know Chrome gets updated frequently, but it doesn't get updated that frequently. So then I go look and it's like, oh, you just installed version 90. Here's the update. It's going to install version 87. And I'm like, what? It keeps bouncing back. And the same thing happened with Firefox. Like, I went and I installed Firefox outside of the self-service installer. And then the self-service installer would come along and say, you need to update Firefox. And I click on update Firefox. So it would revert my version of Firefox to the older one, which is what they have in the self-service. And then Firefox would say, your Firefox version is out of date. Install the latest version. I click, okay, I install the latest version of Firefox. And then it turns around and tells me, you know, a couple hours later, you have to install new, you know, this Firefox update. And I'm like, what? I just installed, I just did. How many updates are we doing? And I'd like defer it. And then finally, after three deferrals, it forces an install and it would roll Firefox back. And then Firefox updater would say, there's a new version of Firefox. You should update. And I'd be like, okay. And the same thing with Chrome. I'd go through the same thing with Chrome. Like it just, it's stupid. But I also understand, like, there's other people out there that don't maintain their system and keep updating to, you know, with security fixes and stuff. And you'll have that one person in the back office that's sitting there working on a Windows 95 machine or a Windows XP machine. And here we got the ransomware come in through them. And that's what they're trying to avoid. I get it.
Well, that's like in, my company, I mean, the big Windows vulnerability of the week was printing. And we immediately had clients asking, are we vulnerable?
No, I got a notification today that update has to go in right now.
What was the, print vulnerability? What was that?
It's a print spooler command execution issue.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I hadn't had a chance to read all of it because I was in the middle of a last 2 days was helping a client fix their mistake, and then of course, you know, guess what happens when we're trying to fix the mistake? Guess what happened? Our team made a mistake. So yeah.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so I had to wait all day until the SQL DBA restored a couple tables. And then, right about 5:30 is when I, right at quitting time, I wrapped up as I was stuffing my face full of McDonald's just because I wanted something fast tonight. But any event.
Is that principle is that like exploitable by outside?
I don't know if an exploit attackers? In the wild yet. Is there an exploit in the wild, Joe? I didn't remember.
No, I'm not aware of any exploits out in the wild. I just know that they wanted it fixed as soon as possible.
Right. Yeah, I had, like I said, hadn't read up enough on it yet, but I do know that, probably the biggest thing I don't know if it's a problem or not, but it's like, you talk about, see, you're in Catalina, but that's not even what High Sierra, I think, is the latest OS, right?
Big Sur.
Sorry, that's right, High Sierra was after that. So you're, two versions of the OS behind now at this point.
I had to look this up earlier. No, I'm not. Version 10.12 was what was originally shipped on this, and that's Sierra. Then came High Sierra, and then Mojave, Catalina, and Big Sur is the latest. So I'm one version behind. I'm just waiting for them to say, hey, Big Sur's approved, and you can upgrade. So the next version is Monterey. I don't know when that's being released. Big Sur just came out a little while ago. I think I'm
interesting. Yep. Well, that's you talk about Apple stuff. I actually I still have my old iPad, and I have an iPad Air that's my primary iPad, and I loaded the public beta of iPad OS 15 was released. And I loaded it on there. Probably the big thing is they changed like I think you can now lay your widgets out more like you can do on Android. Put them on any place in the home screen where they'd only let you put them on the left hand side of the first home screen. So. Yeah, because, Mac OS actually doesn't really, they don't have how Android has an application launcher. The home screen is the application launcher. So basically, whenever you install an application, it just dumps an icon on your home screen, which is kind of annoying. But, we'll see. I'm not going to load it on my main iPad just because I use it too much. That's like my TV. I don't actually think I've watched anything on the hotel room TV at all. It's just like I just fire up my headphones and watch YouTube. But.
You only have one TV in that place, right?
Yeah, whatever they include in the room, yeah. Thank God that hopefully we'll be out of that room before too much longer. We got the text and the phone call from the superintendent today. We are scheduled for our walkthrough Wednesday. He said close will be no later than 7 days after that. So, yeah. But and I did confirm last Wednesday, the first person to close in the whole place, closed last Wednesday. So
you're not the first person in there, huh?
I'll be the second.
There you go.
I'll take that. That's fine. Although now, what's kind of cool is to the left of us, there's a house that was listed as available, but we noticed today that it had a sold sign in front of it, so we actually have our neighbors on either side of us soon. But those ones will probably be not till September, is my guess, because some of them don't even have siding on them yet. So, and the one to the right of us, I think,
I think framing a roof is complete for them. I don't know what else. I haven't walked. I'm not like some people who will just walk into any of the homes under construction. Like my one neighbor sees like, oh, I've already seen your house inside. I'm like, oh, that's great. I don't care. We're not there. I don't care. But we went over this evening. They were cleaning inside. The only plumbing bit that really isn't done is there's one toilet not installed yet. Everything else is installed. I think the sinks are installed. The sink faucets are also installed too. But and they were finishing up the stone in the front of the house. So they got like outside. They got like gutters, screens, landscaping outside, and then inside is just, you know, little things like the backsplash in the kitchen, appliances, stuff like that. That toilet. But everything is looking good. And I got an email this morning from our smart home concierge. And he's like, we really should have a conversation and talk about your internet connection and your smart home stuff. It's like, yeah, I already know what I'm doing. I don't really need you.
Wait, what are you doing again for your smart home stuff?
Well, the house comes with a Honeywell Z-Wave based thermostat. It has one smart switch. It will have see, and there are other things I do actually need to talk to them about, like it will come with a, I don't know how you say it. It's QOLY, or I'm sorry, QOLSYS, QLOSYS 2 panel, which basically that will connect to like the thermostat, the light switch, and the Skybell front door cam, as well as I'm trying to remember the key company that's doing the smart lock. So they'll have smart lock on there, and then the garage door has a smart functions into it too. Like for example, if we went for a walk and I took our smartphone with us and we left the garage door open, well, it would automatically close the garage door once you got so far away. So, which is kind of cool, you know, but I don't know if I'm going to, you know, we'll see how much of that I leave on, but, everything in the house as designed is Z-Wave. Other things I got to look at too. Now I'm going to ask questions like when I go into for the orientation. Like I want to find out, is we have these can lights everywhere, but I want to find out are they like a lot of the new fixtures now come with the LEDs basically built into the fixture. So when the LEDs burn out, guess what you got to do? Replace the whole fixture. So I'm hoping they're not like that. I hope they just have bulbs in them, because if they do, then I want to put smart bulbs in. If they don't, then what I'm going to look at is buying some more of the Z-Wave switches to replace the ones I have in certain places, and I'll do that. I don't care about that. That's no big deal for me. I've done switch wiring before.
And they're fine with you doing that work. They don't care.
They're not going to know. I mean, now, Grant, I might, like, wait, you know, until we're out of the warranty period on some of the stuff, you know, but I don't think they'd care. The only person might care is a home inspector on down the road, but that's... That's a long time from now. But, so I figured, depending on when we close, if we close like early, what I'm probably going to end up doing is basically checking out the hotel, and we'll figure out how to sleep for a little bit. Like I might get some air mattresses or some mattresses until I can get recruit the help of my nephew and his friend to help move all our furniture in. So, and then of course, sometime in there, we're gonna have to get like curtains or blinds up in on the windows, because you don't really want to, you know, we don't want people looking in the house, of course.
Why not?
Behind me, really, you know, where our bedroom is wouldn't matter, and really where Luke's is too. Because the front two rooms would be my wife's, probably what will be my wife's office, and then my office on over the garage. And you know, you ain't seen in my office unless you put a rocket up your ass or a ladder, and I'm gonna notice that.
Or have a drone.
Yeah. Crash it into my window. You can do that as long as you don't break it. Nothing's, as far as I know, nothing's damaged, but I won't say the first crash, because I have crashed before, but the first one that first accidental crash, last Friday, I was flying it while we were watching fireworks, got some really good shots too. I need to share some of those on MeWe so you can see, Dan. But, the anti-collision system, it relies on what? Light. Okay. It doesn't use sound detection to, you know, like sonar to figure out how far it is from the ground. It uses this light to see the ground. Well, I'm coming in for a landing after the fireworks are done, and I belly smacked that sucker hard on the concrete. What probably was okay for me was I noticed it wasn't slowing down, because usually what happens is when it gets to be a certain distance from the ground, it'll go beep, 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 landing, and then starts the landing cycle, and it, you know, then sets itself down. That didn't happen. So I got to the point where that would normally happen, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, let me let up. And I let up before it hit the ground, and then I tried lowering it again, and it smacked the ground. So it didn't hit it too hard. Like, if I look on the bottom, I don't see any abrasions or anything. But it's a little scary, because right now I'm actually kind of due to – I'm probably going to look at upgrading the drone, going to the Mavic Air 2 is probably going to be the next one I look at. I don't want that to happen until like Christmas time. So right now I'm gonna probably be buying crap for the house, you know, for things like, you know, windows, and I need to get a grill, because that's important. I think I'm gonna go. Well, you have a Weber, right?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, I don't. I have a char grill or a Komodo.
Okay, the Komodo grill. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the Pit Boss XL, or I might go one model lower, because I don't know if I need that much grill space. Because I don't do things like ribs on my grill.
Why don't you do ribs on the grill?
I like them, but my wife doesn't. It's definitely not my favorite grilled meat. Like, I guess my favorite, like, I do love doing hamburgers, but I also like brisket. I love doing a brisket on the grill and pork loin. But that's, I think, that's what we're going to do grill-wise. I know it's not going to be a propane grill. I'm done with that. I'm done with propane unless we're camping. Just because I want better tasting meat.
I did a brisket on Thursday last week. Oh my goodness. It was 12 pounds to 11 and a half hours. And we had it on Saturday. It was so freaking good. It was gone in 5 minutes. Because it was for the neighborhood cookout. I mean, it was gone. They just devoured that thing.
See, the other day, like, one day this past weekend, I went over to O'Charlie's and got their seafood, seafood platter, I think it was. It had fish and, shrimp in it. Oh. The bad kind, the deep fried kind. I should have went for the salmon, because that's better for me.
The deep fried salmon.
Cedar plank salmon. It comes out on a cedar plank. That's good stuff. And the other day, Sunday, was it Sunday? Yeah, I think it was Sunday. Monday we decided, there's a outlet mall, like, I don't know, about 20, 30 miles away. We wanted to go down there and look, first to see if we can see any, find things like blinds and stuff, you know, for our house. We wanted to look at those. And I'm just, nowadays, when it comes to in-person retail, I'm almost done with it. And the reason I say that is because 9 times out of 10 I go into a store, and either the store doesn't exist anymore, which is very possible, because there's a lot of empties down this outlet store, like it's an outlet mall kind of place, you know, all outside, but it's like there's either the store's gone, or they don't have any product that I like, you know. Then I go on Amazon and I find, if I really wanted to, I can get curtains from my office that look like a galaxy, you know, and stuff that's just, I just literally have more choice by going online to Amazon. Which is sad. But, so we went down there and, I had something I haven't had in over a year. That's Long John Silver's.
Did you get sick afterwards?
No, I was fine. I had some.
Was it a Long John Silver's A&W?
Yeah, it was actually. That's my frustration with it is those usually are not as good as the regular, just straight up Long John Silver's. I don't know. It was still okay. I mean, hush puppies were good. And so was the fish.
Puppies haven't been good there in 3 years. Don't lie.
These ones were. Now, were they as good as when I get them at City Barbecue here in Grove City? Nope. They weren't that good. Those ones are delicious. That's barbecue place. I think it started in Columbus, but they've got, ones outside Columbus now. It's called City Barbecue. And, probably their best side, and the one I almost always order when I get barbecue from them, is, their baked beans. Cause their baked beans, they put chunks of brisket in the beans. Delicious. But, they have good hush puppies, and when you order hush and do an order of hush puppies, they give you a lot of them too. They give you probably, I don't know, it's probably a dozen. They're a little bit smaller than what Long John Silver's would have, but man, they're good. Not as good as
problem with Long
barbecue.
John Silver's current lineup of hush puppies is that they're too small, and so they're hard all the way through instead of having that nice gooey center.
Mine was soft. Mine was not bad. This wasn't actually, now I think about it, it wasn't a combination Long John Silver's A&W. It was a combination Long John Silver's and Taco Bell.
Now, that sounds disgusting.
I know, it's weird. Next door was KFC and A&W. Because A&W, I've never been impressed by anything they have.
Did you say it was an A&W Long John Silver's Taco Bell, and across the street was a KFC?
No, it was the Long John Silver's was combined with a Taco Bell. And the KFC was combined with an A&W. Two restaurants, and that's in basically four restaurants worth of food in two restaurants.
I would think, like, Taco Bell doesn't have really any fried stuff.
I think your taco salad has a fried shell.
Don't they fry their chalupas?
I don't think they're fried.
They're fried.
I think the shell comes like that. I don't think they fry them.
I thought they did. They taste like they're fried.
When I worked at Taco Bell, and this is going back, like back in college.
That's a long time before chalupa.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. They didn't have any fryers. And I don't recall ever seeing any in just a Taco Bell itself. I don't recall ever seeing any fryers. Now I know in the combo ones, of course, because if you're doing Long John Silver's or the KFC Taco Bell, you need to have a fryer for the KFC stuff.
Yeah, it would make more sense to put KFC and Long John Silver's together, but
yeah, what else are they frying? Gorditas.
Well, they know they would fry the taco salad shells.
Yeah, they fry stuff. They fry stuff.
Well, maybe they do. I'm completely wrong.
Let's look it up.
They have Fiesta.
Oh, I guess I'm wrong. I thought they didn't. I thought, like, the nachos and everything came in a bag. Well, I stand corrected. They do have a deep fat fryer.
But it just, better.
It would just seem more logical to put the KFC and the Long John Silver together, and then the AW and Taco Bell if you're going to have that.
It doesn't really matter to me. I don't like KFC much anymore because they got rid of the potato wedges.
Did they? I didn't know that. Shows how long ago it's been a KFC.
Yeah, those combo deals are
weird. Well, Taco Bell got rid of most of their menu anyway during the time of COVID. It's not worth it to go there anymore.
Yeah, like Mexican pizza's gone.
The grilled stuffed burrito is gone.
Is it?
That's awful.
Yes, it's gone.
That must have been Joe's go-to.
Yes, a grilled stuffed burrito, beef with a large chicken quesadilla.
All right, the chalupa is a fry. That's absolutely true. That's bad.
Yep. Yep, that's what I thought. That's what I always thought. Well, I wish it wasn't raining. I'd be outside.
And then for a while, it was the chicken chalupa.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, wasn't like the chicken chalupa a seasonal thing anyway? An occasional thing that they had that they'd get rid of and bring back and get rid of and bring back?
I don't know. They've had it here all this time. I've never been to a Taco Bell that didn't have chicken chalupas. My wife gets them all the time. She loves chalupas. Mm-hmm. Well, I should say all the time, like once every couple of months when we go to Taco Bell.
Right.
So at least I could say around here they still have chicken chalupas. They still have gorditas?
Yep.
Is it the naked chicken chalupa?
What the hell is a naked chicken chalupa?
Look it up.
Isn't that the one that's just a piece of a chicken breast with stuff in it?
Yes.
All right, there you go. That's a little bit more comfortable and less loud.
Well, what is a naked chicken chalupa? I'm looking at the chicken naked chicken chalupa, and it shows me a picture of what looks like a chalupa, but it's, I don't know what's naked about it. Is it just chicken?
It's just chicken around the outside. Yes, it's wrapped in chicken.
Oh, wait, is the shell chicken?
It's low carb. Yeah, the shell's chicken.
Oh, I see. Oh, but then it has, like, lettuce, tomatoes, cheese, sour cream on it.
It would probably be low carb, wouldn't it there, Joe?
See, when you said naked chicken.
Yes,
chalupa,
much like the spaghetti that I'm currently making.
When you said naked chicken chalupa, I was expecting like it was just a chalupa shell with chicken in it and there's nothing else in it. Right. But now I see what you're talking about.
Damn it, you're gonna make me go down the street to get some Taco Bell.
You could Grubhub that, right?
I could. Actually, I might, now I'm thinking about it, because I signed up for a temporary trial of Grubhub Plus, which means a lot of the deliveries I can get for free. But see, that, now you talk about that, it just has me thinking about how, like, okay, if I gave you my address and you tried looking it up in Google Maps, you won't find it.
That's there because you're at a hotel.
No. No, I'm talking about the house.
Because it doesn't exist yet in Google Maps, right?
I guess you're actually gonna have to use your kitchen.
Oh, I was gonna do that anyway, but. Oh, then that's one thing I noticed too. Now, I'm trying to think if it was actually done before and I just didn't notice it, but today when I went in, I noticed the island actually has two sets of outlets in, one on each end, so I can plug in like my mixer and like my air fryer on the island. When I use them, that is, you know. Otherwise, I'll just stick them under the island in the cabinet. So counter space, I'm not gonna. I've got counter space for miles in my new kitchen. I'm gonna love it. It's so much better than the apartment.
Both times that you cook with it.
No, I'll use it a lot.
Until the Grubhub guy learns where you live.
Yeah, they'll learn that pretty quickly. Like I said, I'm not the first person in there. Now see, the one good thing was like, and I'm trying to remember whether I saw or met our neighbor two doors down from us. When we saw her, she was getting her Spectrum service installed. So she closed last Wednesday, and it was either Friday or Saturday that I saw her. So it doesn't look like I'll have to wait too long for Spectrum to show up. But the one thing I will probably move in now, on day one with is a cable.
My question is, do you have to pay last mile on that?
No. They already have basically just had to run the cable out to the curb.
Okay.
Yep, I didn't have to do that. It's a planned development, so I'm not the only house in there. There's, I don't say 30 or 40 homes in that neighborhood. And electric, water, and gas is pretty much all hooked up. I just got to tell the gas company when to put it in our name. And I did find out. And the one good thing versus Columbus, because I found out, I talked to the neighbor and said, well, who's your trash? Who's this? Who's that? So I found out the name of the trash company. So I went to their website and got the form from the, you know, for the prices. And we'll have to pay for trash. But it's not mechanized.
It's not included in your water bill?
No. It's not mechanized either. Columbus has what they call mechanized trash, and you don't pay Columbus at all for trash. It's just you get that as a citizen. So the only thing you would pay for is if you need one more than one can. So which we did do that at the old house. I had two trash cans, and the second one was like $100 or something like that. But now here's the crazy thing, and we're not going to do this. But with the new trash company, I could rent my trash can. And I'm like, you know, I'll go to Lowe's. And
well, it depends on how good of a trash can they're giving you, because they're also, you know, if it breaks, it's their problem, not yours.
Now see, this is true, but the rent, you know, the rent on it, see, you can rent it or you can buy it straight up. $200 is how much they want to charge you for the trash can.
Yeah, I don't need no $200 trash can.
Yeah, I can do better than that. Plus, you don't have to, like, you can use just a plain old 50-gallon Rubbermaid. As long as it's 50, it has to weigh 50 pounds or less. So you can have more than one can. So we can buy a couple cans that we just keep in the garage. You know, and then when on trash night, you know, we just take them out to the curb and they'll pick them up and toss them in, toss the trash in and leave the can, of course. But they will give you a recycle bin for nothing. So you better believe I'm going to try and recycle as much as I possibly can. Just because...
So that way all of your trash can be sent to China instead of keeping it here?
I guess. I don't know. But like it's like, the thing I have to figure out, they say 15 a month plus fuel charges, whatever that is. All right. That's what it says on the cost, and they bill you four times a year. So I'm guessing it's going to be about 80 or 90, every form, you know, every quarter, I think, or something like that. Which, that's okay, I guess. But not like I have a choice on that matter. But the rest of the stuff, I can choose my supplier if I really wanted to for electric. Same thing with gas. Water is actually, I think, water is actually through the City of Columbus. So it's Grove City is Columbus Water, apparently. But I'll find more details out when we close, I'm sure. But and then sometime after that, the company that does the other smart home stuff that I already paid for, part of my house, I'll schedule them and have them come in. I'm sure there's going to be a fee on the alarm system part of that. But that's okay. I'd rather have an alarm on the house. It's nice to have that. So I may give that the smart home concierge dude a call here in the next day or so. What may end up happening, though, is I may have to go get like the folding table or two out in case we have to work there for a day or so before we can get the heavy furniture moved over. So we'll see. I don't know if the closing's next weekend. I don't know if we'll be able to get the furniture next weekend, but we'll figure it out. Like if it's next Friday, which it could be, but I doubt it.
Look at this. Guess what was released?
What?
Last week. June 26th, 2021, version 2.5.0. No, 2.5.0 of ICE Window Manager.
Woo.
Yeah, that's some good news, man. That's still going.
What do you guys think about this? What's going on with Audacity and the forks?
You know what? I heard about that, and I don't know. I just learned about that the other day. I wasn't paying attention to any of that.
Yeah, I haven't looked too close into it. I was hoping you guys had some information.
From what I hear, they've been putting they've been putting some tracking software in it through Tenacity or something.
Yeah, Audacity is supposed to be getting metrics added to it.
Yeah.
And so it's forked into like two other main forks, and evidently there's some kind of feud going on 4chan.
Yeah, so this is, I only caught wind of it. I forget where, but I didn't look
Yeah, I haven't had time to look into it, and I know people are going to want to talk about it at least this weekend, so I was hoping you guys had heard something.
I just saw...
So, it's something I gotta look into. I don't wanna read try and read the story now while we're doing it. But yeah, I saw that. And, well, Joel posted something, but again, trying to read it and then relay information makes for terrible, terrible audio. Right? But from what I understand is there's some like metrics and tracking in there, and privacy concerns. So we'll find out.
Right. Just learn our door and don't look back. Yeah.
There we go, huh?
Right, Pat.
There's definitely a learning curve at our door, but it's very good. If you can handle our door, you can handle any, like, pro recording type software. It's very similar. They're all mimicking, like, basically a digital mixer, you know? Like, a mixing
right.
Console. That's what it's mimicking.
Right. I think jack is probably the hardest thing with our door, not our door itself.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, but supposedly they're working to get rid of that whole crap soon.
Oh, just wire it directly to, oh shoot, what is the different,
They're working on a simplified audio framework that's supposedly much, much easier to deal with.
So basically what the big issue is in their privacy notice and everything else is they say they're going to collect your data, and if anybody wants to buy it, they'll sell it.
Well, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, so...
I'm tired of all that crap, Google metrics and all that shit. I don't want any of that shit.
Yeah,
I'm so done with, like, Google and everything. You know, like, just a phone, like, an alternative that's not Apple and not fucking Google. I'm so ready for it, you know?
Spaghetti sauce and even worse.
Ooh. Ooh. That sounds like it'll light your ass on fire.
Tis of alarm.
So the fork was called Tenacity, and the guy who started that ended up quit because he got harassment from users on 4chan.
No, evidently they were, like, doxing him.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Why were they going after this guy? Well, again,
I don't know.
Well, apparently the company bought up the Audacity
Source Code 2.
Yeah, so they bought the Audacity Source Code, and their parent company their parent company's the one that's like, we'll take the information and sell it if we want to.
Right.
I guess they're trying, I don't know, the company then backpedaled and said, oh, it's a big misunderstanding, and they plan to rewrite their privacy policy, and they tried to clear the air by saying, error reporting was opt-in, automatic update checking is opt-out, they don't intend on working with third-party data purchasing, but I don't know. The community is not very happy. This article was posted when? July 6th. So this is all fairly new information, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happening now-ish.
And that company, it just makes me wonder if that company realizes that Audacity's what, GPLv2?
Yeah, see, you can fork the source code.
Yeah, somebody'll do it. Somebody'll do it.
Yeah, somebody else has, what I understand. There was another player in this game.
Yeah, so there's at least two forks already, probably. I tell you. Well, it's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, feels like almost like when you go onto, like, either your neighborhood's Facebook Connect page, Facebook page, or the social network next door. I mean, oh, those places are awful. You know, you just hear people bitching and moaning and complaining about all kinds of stuff. It kind of feels like that a little bit to me. But at least these ones are fair ones. Like the thing I saw on the both these things in the last week where people bitching and moaning about fireworks. Same. My dog doesn't like the fireworks. I understand that. But it's the freaking 4th of July. Granted, they've been doing that around here since, like, the first day it got warm out. And they'll continue to do that until September. But, you know, I don't use Audacity anymore. Since you already have the I don't even remember what's called, but the Adobe's audio editor. I use that. It's pretty good.
I use Audacity all the time.
So
I used to.
So here's what happened, right? Cookie Engineer forks Audacity, gets rid of the telemetry crap, and then he goes and he's like, okay, let's have a poll to figure out what we should call this project. And then Fortran jumps in on the poll and tries to get him to change, you know, tries to get it to named, Sneedacity as a reference to a throwaway Simpsons gag in which a store is signposted Sneed's Feed and Seed, formerly Chuck's One. And then I guess the guy didn't like that, so he deleted the poll and just picked Tenacity as the project's name, and then that blew up 4chan, and they doxed him, and they were going to his house. They had people going to his house and knocking on his doors and windows.
So
that's not fucking
what
cool.
Child did he molest? I'm missing that part.
He didn't molest right. Anybody.
So why are they doxing him?
Because he didn't.
Because it's 4chan.
I guess, because he didn't like the poll. Like he put up a poll of what they should name it, and then they wanted him to name it.
He fought against
Snidacity, and he like, I guess he didn't want to do that, so he just got rid of the poll and called it Tenacity, and they didn't like that, so they came after
him. You know what I would have done? Like Simpsons reference, I would have yelled out the window, release the hounds, and let the fucking dogs run after them.
So, I mean, he's
maybe,
like...
Maybe that they would have got.
This is crazy, like, all
I
that
mean, what
over
what the fuck is
name.
Wrong with these people? What the fuck?
And then ours, I think Ars Technica, I think, is where the article last one I just posted was, you know, they're saying, oh, it's not spyware, so we got apologists already. I'm telling you.
So I don't
real.
Know.
I'm real.
Although 4chan is saying that this is all made up by this guy and nothing happened. I don't know. He's even saying that they came at him with a butterfly knife and cut him, but I don't know.
Yeah,
that was
a good reason to get shot.
That there were a lot of
right
doctor-posted chats out there.
Knife's a deadly weapon. You're perfectly justified to fucking kill somebody in self-defense if you have to.
I just got another knife.
Not my
week.
First choice, but you know.
It depends on what state you're in. I mean, if you're in California and somebody comes at you with a knife and you shoot them with a gun, I'm sure it's, you know, still considered illegal.
Right.
It's pretty clear it's self-defense in my opinion. Deadly weapon. It's like if someone shows up at your house with a fucking Molotov and they're about to burn down your house, you're perfectly justified in killing them in self-defense. Just saying. I'm a peaceful person. I don't believe in violence, but if some asshole shows up at my house with a Molotov, they're not walking away.
Look at that, Joe. We can't use Audacity anymore. Thanks. Well,
how's that
figure,
my fault?
I figure in the next release of Pick Your Flavor of Distribution, they'll probably have it replaced with whatever comes.
Probably,
with.
Whatever the fork is. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Joe Kosher, remember that?
Yeah, Joe Kosher.
It'll work.
Whatever. That became
I don't think
something,
anything
happened
to do that.
Let's see.
Yeah, when you come out with a software product, you actually have to write code and support it and that kind of shit. You know, just talking about it for an hour or two is not going to cut it.
It's still version 0.11.
Well, the latest news was from 2010, so I don't think it's still under active development.
Obviously not.
Ah, well, there's our door.
Our
solid.
It's pretty fucking awesome. This is
yeah.
It is.
It's a little steeper learning curve than
it
Audacity,
is.
But
it's like it's comparable to Pro Audio Tools, you know, one of those pro level audio recording, you know, home recording suites.
Well, if you read the article, is he said Audacity's the only one that's worth installing because it's easy to use, you know, and the other ones either don't work or are way too complex to use. Like, I guess our door would be on the way too complex side. Although, I didn't find it that complex years ago, over 10 years ago now, that since I used our door on Linux to record the old Life in Ohio podcast, I liked it because I can practically do all the editing on the fly. It basically would set up a channel and a button and multiple, because you can use Jack to route all the audio around, so you literally could say, okay, I want
XMMS output to go here. I want the microphone to go here, so on and so forth. Technically, you could do that with a Adobe. Why can't I remember the name of it?
The bottom line is people get very set in their ways. They get used to a certain piece of software, a way of doing thing, a workflow, and then they don't want to change it because they've gone through the trouble or
don't
know how to do it.
Definitely. I mean, that's what, you know, I have my pastor likes to use Sony Vegas for video editing. And he said, here, take the disc here and install it home and see what you think of it. And I installed it and I'm like, this is garbage. This is hot garbage. Cause especially since he was using it like two versions behind. I'm like, no, I'll stick with Creative Cloud. It doesn't cost that much for me. Do I like that? No, I mean, because it's the same problem with the video stuff, where some of the stuff is just stuck a decade ago in interface, you know, especially in the video editing. That's my feeling. And when I do things faster, now I will say Darktable's been getting better. Every once in a while, I'll check out that for editing my pictures, but part of the problem with Darktable, and really the problem with anything that touches, especially raw files, is that if I go out and buy, like say Sony brought out a brand new body today and I went and bought that, their odds are that the ARW file that it produces, which is Sony's raw format, I may not be able to read in the open source software because of it. Now, would I ever have a problem with that in Lightroom? Nope. It would work from day one. So, I mean, for the most part, you know. But, you know, that's why I'm staying in the Adobe zone. I hate it. It's software serfdom. But there's nothing, I haven't found anything I like better yet. And I do, every once in a while. It's like about once or twice a year, I'll go and say, oh, hey, there's a new version of this out there. Let me check it out. Oh, it's still crap. Bye. And the honest thing there is, what is getting the most attention in the Linux and open source world? Things like Ansible, Jenkins, Chef. It's another thing that's getting some attention, you know. Any of this stuff that touches the cloud is getting the attention, because that's where the money's at. The money isn't that, and well, really never has been in desktop Linux. But I digress. So, but that's like my next plan, like what I'm probably going to be doing sometime after we move, is I'm going to get another laptop, maybe a MacBook, I'm not sure. Haven't really decided yet. But then once I do that, I'm going to take some of my older machines and get rid of them at the e-waste after I clear the data off of them. And then I'll probably either fix the Lenovo's battery, my YogaBook's battery, and continue on with it, or maybe buy a smaller desktop system for Linux, for my Linux machine. Or, heck, even a Raspberry Pi with 8 gigs should be fine for the show. I just have to hook it up to a screen or something, which I'm planning on buying a TV anyway. So we'll see. I don't know. But, yeah, I just need to streamline what I have. And then, you know, there's certain machines I won't get rid of. Like I have my PowerBook, the 12-inch PowerBook. Remember that one, Dan? One of those machines? I have one of those in storage. Yep. I'm going to leave that a Mac OS machine because I can't get a decent version of Linux to run on it anymore because it's so damn old. granted, even macOS, you know, I can only go so far browser-wise. And I've tried, I've tried some of the open-source browsers. No. It's just the GeForce just too damn slow for the modern
Brave
web.
Is good. That's what I've been using. It's 100%
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Well, then, see, and that's the other thing. It's kind of funny, too. There's a couple folks on my team, they actually switched over to, of all things, Edge. Because Edge is now Chromium-based. As a Chromium
Explorer
engine.
2.0.
Essentially, yes. But oh, yeah, that's like if I ever get around to being able to spend time on it, because lately it's since there's only two, there's a tech lead and one senior admin. The other senior admin, they moved her over to the transition team. All right, and which I'm not sure why, but that's what happened. In any event, lately it's been the secondary on call has been between the tech lead and myself. So this week is my week, next week is his week, so on and so forth. And like, I'll go into my week where I'm not the secondary, and I still get the junior admins pinging me all the time because they like me better. So, yeah. We'll see what happens. It's frustrating, but
that's why I never put anyone other than me as on call, because I know who's going to get called.
Yeah, all except for then I get weeks like this where the clients decide to do something stupid. So, like last Wednesday, I ended up missing the show because somebody deleted something in SharePoint. And my SharePoint guy is on vacation until tomorrow.
Could be worse. Could be service now.
I have to use that damn shit every day. Every stinking day. So.
It's about that time to start wrapping things up.
It so is. At least one more show here. And then I don't know if I'll be on the week after that. We'll see. But then I'll be in my home. Yay!
I got 2 more weeks picking up my daughter from her class. So, yeah.
She's still in school?
Driver's ed.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. How many days a week?
5 days a week for 3 weeks.
5 days a week. Now, is that school? Like, is that something arranged through the school, or is that just
no,
separate?
No, they're okay. A driving company.
Okay. That's cool. It takes you off the hook of having to do all
Thankfully,
that, right?
Yes, I agree completely. Well, not all of it.
Well.
But I'll still take her driving probably this weekend. It's just, I mean,
yeah.
I get off of work, and then I get ready to go, because if I'm going to have to be over there, I might as well go to the gym. So I'm spending 2 hours a day, 5 days a week at the gym for the next 3 weeks, which I don't mind. I like doing it. But it doesn't leave me a whole lot of time to do other things, which is why I was cooking during the show.
There you go.
I can see that. Well, good luck.
All right, Joe. Have a good one. See
right,
everyone
everybody.
Next.
Have a good night.
Yeah, here we go. Here are your promos and closings, and we'll see you in 7 days. Fire away.
Oh my God. It's
Hacker Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community.
community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
My name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. I talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, look at that. Oh, my ass hurts. Yeah.
God, you need a better chair.
This is the chair I used to use upstairs. It's now the downstairs chair, the basement chair. Now.
Now, see, one of the questions I'm going to... Well, I'll probably going to have the desk chair that I just bought not that long ago upstairs for a while. But it may end up getting replaced with... I might just get just a regular, like, living room style chair. Just because I sit in the chair so damn long every day. Ugh. I actually can't wait to have that old chair, but that other chair back, because the hotel room chair sucks.
Alright, oh, there we go. Alright, I'm gonna stop the recording. You say goodnight, Joel.
Nighty night.
One of the lawn maintenance people lost their keys, and she was walking around. Ask him whether, you know, it, for people to keep an eye out. So we went looking along with a bunch of the other neighbors to see if we could help her find her keys because she couldn't get home. So, you know, we're trying to help out on that end. Kind of sucks.
Ah.
Yeah, I hate to lose my keys like that.
Reminds me of when we lived in the old house. I don't know, not more than a couple months in it. And we saw lights shining in our window and stuff, and heard the helicopter and lights shining out in the field. And I'm like, what in the world? So we went poking around the next day and discovered, oh, the officer was chasing someone. And she lost the keys to her cruiser.
That sucks.
So that was fun.
That's
it woke up the whole freaking neighborhood. Anyway, but yep. Looks like we got about a week and a half until close. Maximum.
The question
is, I'm driving home and I see lights up the off ramp. I'm hoping they're not closing me up down.
All right, so this is episode 913. How you there, Pat?
Yeah.
How you doing?
How's it going?
And Joe, you there?
Sort of.
Yeah. Hey, you sound fine. Good.
I'm on the glider at the gym waiting for my daughter to get out of her,
Nice.
They got him.
Nope, I'm still here.
No.
Wait, did no, he just time? Might drop. Wait,
all right, so I got three recordings going. We should be good.
Yeah, make sure you got them.
Oh. All right. Where have I been going? Excitement never ends. Just be ready to go in 1 minute.
Yeehaw.
Let me make sure this. All right. We got it. All right. Let's get this going here. Pizza. What else? What else, Joel? What else?
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
All right. Here we go. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.